I'm Richard Cuff of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report for Sunday, January the 8th, 2023. My name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill. We thank you for tuning in today, our 30-minute visit with you for news and information from the world of radio. We are live streaming on ckut.ca, and we are also on Facebook with our Facebook group, International Radio Report. We want to welcome Lawrence, Keith, and James joining the group this week. That brings us to 878 members. Our show is also available to you on YouTube. You can find us, International Radio Report, in a search on YouTube. And we have 760 subscribers there. You can subscribe and receive notice each time the newest show is posted up. There are archives at CKUT. They're sometimes a little hard to manipulate, but if I know some of our listeners do go and get the show from the CKUT archives, so you can find that at ckut.ca. We have a show this week that has a bit of a theme running through it. There's something we've been talking about on the show for a long time, the future of radio and people saying that radio is dead and nobody's listening and stations disappearing and all of those horrible things that people are talking about. Well, many of our stories, pretty much all of our stories today, have that sort of theme. People looking at where we might be headed in the new year, 2023, a couple things that have already happened with respect to stations changing. So some interesting stories. I think you'll enjoy it. You'll see the theme running through the show. And we'd certainly love to hear from any of you if you have comments. We will put our stories up online on the Facebook group for you. So we kick off right here in Canada with a gentleman who runs a Facebook page called the Canadian Radio News. His name's Dan Siss, and he put up it was basically a Happy New Year greeting that he wrote this on the page, and I saw it. I thought it'd be interesting to read. The headline is, "What's in store for radio in Canada in 2023? Dan goes on to say, 2023 could be a very interesting year on the Canadian radio scene now that the CRTC has allowed one company to own three FM stations in their respective markets. Not so much in major markets where no space is available on the FM band for expansion, but this could have a huge impact in medium and smaller size markets where plenty of FM allocations are available. Also, if the rumors about CHQR 770 in Calgary flipping over to 107.3 FM are indeed true, this could have major implications. Will Chorus, one of the major companies here in Canada, follow suit in other markets by basically killing one of their FM stations or the format on their FM station and replacing it with an existing AM news talk station? He gives examples such as CKNW 980 in Vancouver, CHED 630 in Edmonton, CJOB 680 in Winnipeg, CHML 900 in Hamilton, CFPL 980 in London, and CFIQ 640 in Toronto. A lot of nails could be hammered into AM radio's casket in 2023.
Well, AM radio, and that's the place where everybody's looking at and wondering the future with noisier bands, with electric cars, with radio sold without even the AM band on it. You know what? It's not looking good. You know, how many people are listening on the AM band is also a question. You know, what's the take on this? Is there are stations here in Montreal, the AM market is, there's a lot of stations that, you know, go to certain communities like the Arabic community, the Haitian community, the mainstream stations that's all going away or going on the FM band. Here in Montreal, FM is really crowded. There's pretty much no space left. So the only place you can expand is on AM, which is pretty much the only choice. I don't know what's going to be the future here. It's interesting to see. And I think 2023 and a couple of years forward is going to be interesting. Somebody in Europe was asking me in the live shows, what's the AM like in Canada? said, well, it's getting quieter and quieter all the time. You know, here on the east, particularly with the Maritimes.
Yeah, there's only a few stations left in the four Maritime provinces combined. You've certainly got, it's got to be less than 10 AM stations left in the whole four provinces, I think. And here in Montreal, if you took CJD 800, the English news talk station, and TSN radio, the sports station, away from AM, it's like you said, there's really very, very little left. They're low powered. They're mostly ethnic stations. Yep. And the audiences are not huge. And the noise levels are very high.
Belgium halts retail sales of analog radio receivers that don't have DAB+. This is RedTech via Nick Sharp in the UK. So following the European Union's obligation in 2020 to include DAB Plus receivers in new cars, Belgium decided to stop all sales of analog radio receivers without DAB Plus as of January 1st, 2023. The three Belgian communities, Flanders, Wallonia, including their German language community, and Brussels, came to a consensus on the matter in 2021. As from January 1st, consumers are no longer able to purchase from a shop FM or AM receivers that don't have DAB Plus for domestic use. The exception is in the French-speaking side of the country, where FM receivers can still be sold if they do not incorporate a screen. The obligation to incorporate DAB Plus for new cars and domestic radio receivers is a nice step ahead in the digitization of our radio landscape, commented Benjamin Dahl, a Flemish media minister. We have announced the obligation quite some time ago. I'm convinced that we are, like other countries in the EU, ready for digitization. The January 1st obligation will make FM more a technology of the past. Interesting, pushing DAB Plus radios. I have no problem with that. I have to say, as long as you maintain the capability of standard AM FM, why not? Why not add a new capability to the radio, new technology? Maybe, just saying, maybe it's an interesting idea here. How about saying you can sell AM FM radios in North America, but they have to include HD radio as a standard with it?
Yeah, I think they'd have to give you some instruction manual with it, though, too, because I'm afraid that, you know, it's only people like us who, you know, spend a lot of their time with radio and the technology of radio who really understand. You know, we've even had people say they like to listen to us on the radio and to our show, but quite often they don't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they get some of it, but other parts of it they just don't get. And yeah. I think we're at that stage right now where, you know, you put an HD radio in front of somebody who's never seen one before or who isn't up on the technology developments, they're probably not going to understand. You know, high def HD, they maybe relate that to video, to TV or something like that. But radio, well, what does it mean? What's it going to do for me? And do I really need one of these radios?
One of the advantages of the DAB Plus system in Europe is that it creates a separate band. So it's like you have AM, you have FM, you have DAB, and so you tune around and you get stuff like a standard radio on every band that you're listening to. And in North America, it's a little more complicated. You have to understand that, well, you're on the frequency of this station, but if you press the HD button, you actually get other content through HD2, HD3. That's a tougher concept to push around than just having a separate band where you just tune like a regular radio.
And we found that the stations that are using it here in our area don't really tell you that they're doing it.
Nope.
So, you know, you may not have any clue. You may not know that there's such a thing as an HD radio unless somebody tells you about it and explains what it is. But even then, it's going to be a hard sell, particularly maybe with older people who know their AM and FM radio, and you start throwing some new curveball at them.
Look, I'm a radio guy, and my first surprise with my new HD radio was, what? Where is CJAD 800 in HD? I'm tuned to 800. You got to understand that, oh, okay, I found it. I found it on 107.3 FM on HD2.
Yeah, it's kind of piggybacking on another station that has the HD capability.
Try to explain that to somebody, that not only are you in HD, you're not in HD on the main frequency you're actually using to transmit.
Well, speaking of needing to do work, some people in the UK are going to have to do some work because they're about to lose Absolute Radio, which is a network of stations on medium wave. Absolute Radio to switch off all AM transmitters across the UK. This comes from Radio Today UK via Andy Reid in Glenn Hauser's World of Radio IO Group. Bauer, the company, is removing Absolute Radio from medium wave this month as it turns off all AM frequencies for the stations across the country. Absolute Radio launched exclusively on AM as Virgin Radio 30 years ago in 1993, using predominantly 1215 kilohertz, along with fill-in relays on 1197, 1233, 1242, and 1260 kilohertz. Some of these have been turned off in recent years in places such as Devon, Merseyside, and Tayside. Whilst this is a historic milestone for the radio industry, it shouldn't affect many listeners, as just 2% of all radio listening currently takes place on AM. Absolute Radio also lost its FM frequency in London in 2021 in favor of the ever-expanding Greatest Hits Radio Network. The move makes Absolute Radio a digital-only service broadcasting nationally on DAB and also online. 1215 kilohertz, which is 247 meters, was previously used by BBC Radio 1 when it launched, and later BBC Radio 3. Prior to 1967, it was used by the BBC Light program. In addition, Bauer has also announced licenses carrying Greatest Hits Radio in Staffordshire, Cheshire, Bradford, and Huddersfield, and Teesside will also be turned off. GHR is available, which is the Greatest Hits Radio, on FM in West Yorkshire and will soon be available on FM in Staffordshire and Cheshire. So that's a big network of stations leaving the AM band, although that's a surprising number when they say that only 2% of listening is being done on AM.
Made me think of the Montreal market suddenly and thinking of, so we've got CJAD dominant, which is the Anglophone station. If there had been a popular FM Anglo talk station instead, what would the rest of the AM band? Now, there's TSN Sports that appeals to a very specific audience. I would wonder if we do reach 2% of people actually tuning in the AM band if CJAD wouldn't exist.
Yeah, very true. And being an Anglo station as well, it is only reaching a small chunk of the Quebec population, which is predominantly French-speaking. So yeah, although it's a big share, it's a big piece of a smaller pie.
Yep. So what's happening with our sun? Well, our sun is about to be extremely active. When the Space Weather website starts its first article with a dangerous sunspot, I think it tells you that this week is going to be very interesting to look at. So there's been, in the past week, first of all, some geomagnetic unrest from time to time with a lot of solar wind from different coronal mass ejections that happened from sunspots that were flaring a little bit. But that flaring is about to become even more intense. A new sunspot, AR3182, has actually, in the past 24 hours as we're recording, already sent us a X1 flare. X flares are the biggest, strongest flares the sun can make. So they're expecting that more X flares might actually be coming in the next few days. Examine what's happening with the sun. Spaceweather.com is a great place to check it out. Sunspot number 183, solar flux 154. In between the flaring, in between the geomagnetic storming, pretty good conditions when it happens. But even when geomagnetic storming happens, shifting propagation makes it interesting to hear other types of stations. Sometimes stations to the south become more prevalent on the bands. But you know what? The best way to know what's happening with our sun and the propagation is to turn on a radio and listen.
This is Gary Neal of Cockeysville, Maryland. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Now, we continue our theme for today's show of the future of radio. Is there a future? And you have a story from Broadcast Dialogue.
Where will the next wave of radio talent come from? That's a pretty good question, actually. This is by Dave Charles, president of the Media Results, Inc. And where will the next wave of radio talent come from? This is a question I've been asked over and over again by clients, radio owners, and personalities who are not sure that radio has a future in a fragmented media world. They may be right. Radio used to be the source for new music. Spotify does that now. I get most of my breaking news on Twitter, as well as current traffic and weather. Attracting, engaging talent and drawing on radio's ability for immediacy will be key to its staying in power. The next wave of radio talent is already here, but finding that talent is the challenge that many content directors are not up for. The next generation of talent will be those who can bring their authenticity and street smarts to the airwaves. Let me give you a hint. Street buskers, bar staff, new comedians, bloggers, pro athletes, TikTok, and musicians who face live audiences every night. These are only a few examples of areas I've exploited for new talent. You're looking for characters, not big voices. That's the key. One of the ways I've found talent is to offer potential on-air personalities a tour of the radio station. At the end of the tour, everyone does an interview-style voice test, rather than the traditional weather read or song intro. What you want to achieve is a conversational setting to get the essence of what each person is all about. The best personalities for this audition are invited to come back to the station and enter an intern program to develop their basic skills. The best ones get opportunities in smaller market stations to build their chops. In my view, radio should be live 24/7, especially on the weekends. Voice tracking has improved over the years. However, let me suggest that having live talent on air gives your station far more scope in both interacting with your audience and your ability to respond to local breaking stories immediately. One of radio's original strengths was offering immediacy. It's still very important. Some radio groups are networking formats like Move, Kiss, The Breeze, Hot, and Pure Country, but not to the extent that Australian radio groups are doing with AM, PM, and evening shows. Network shows are okay, but they miss an opportunity to localize. And don't forget shout-outs too. Active access to station listeners via texting is key to keeping an active audience base engaged. By losing immediacy and access, radio has given up important turf. Today's listeners know where to go for new music and the latest information. Think about that for a minute. How much more turf will radio give up before it's too late? I just, while reading it, had a flash. Immediacy, interaction with audience. That's exactly what a small station here is doing with my 80s show on Friday night. That's exactly what radio is. That's why radio's fun, and that's where radio should be. And yes, there should be live people 24 hours a day. Every show my parents listened to on the radio had interaction at call-ins. That was what radio is, actually. And that's what radio should still be today. And it can't be because there's too much automation. Everything is just pre-programmed. Nobody's there.
Even some of the morning shows, I know the CBC morning show in English here called Daybreak, they used to have giveaways a lot. You know, third caller wins tickets to a movie or, you know, a new book or whatever. Now, the only way somebody can win is you have to text them. You know, they don't want to talk to people. They don't want to answer a phone. They don't want to interact on a personal level with the people. You know, they've got somebody monitoring, you know, their Instagram and monitoring their text messages coming in and what have you. The person, even though it's a live person doing the show, the interaction is not really there. Yeah. They make it appear that it is, but not necessarily is really happening. There are some formats out there now, though, that are trying to reintegrate that sort of personal contact again with the audience, but it's certainly different. I like this guy's commentary, though, and some of his ideas. How long have I talked about live 24-hour-a-day radio, that we need that, especially in big cities where there's all kinds of people out there 24 hours a day that have no one to listen to and no one to talk to or no one to interact with, you know, night shift people and all that sort of stuff.
Having an interaction, having people call, having some kind of, you know, like he says here, it's like immediacy. It's like it's happening now. We're talking about it now and people are calling in now.
Well, we talked about that during the hurricane season down in Florida, where, you know, there was one AM powerhouse radio station that stayed on the air and was taking phone calls from people. And, you know, all kinds of people were indicating, wow, we found you on the radio, because otherwise they were tuning across. And what were they hearing? The FM stations in the middle of the worst storm of the century, practically, were playing their pop music and what have you. They just didn't have anybody there to go on the air. You know, immediacy, like you said, is really, really important when something big is happening. Finally, Sean Ross from Ross on Radio via Radio Insight writes an interesting commentary. It's wide open for radio. He quotes a few headlines from the last few months. Did you see them all, he says? Is the music industry love affair with TikTok dead? Billboard published another headline. Playlists don't hit like they used to, detailing how users were shifting away from marquee editorial collections in favor of more personalization. And veteran radio programmer Randy Kabrich tweeted an article headlined, Amazon Alexa is a colossal failure, on pace to lose $10 billion this year. There are other sectors of radio that have seemed to flourish, even as broadcast radio's music radio struggled. In recent days, there have been ominous stories about slowing subscriber growth at SiriusXM and a hiring freeze, not layoffs, at National Public Radio, NPR. All of those stories need to be viewed realistically. I hear stories where badgering the artist to post more TikTok videos is seemingly a record label's entire promotional strategy. Even Billboard is still running positive stories about TikTok's impact as well. At various points this year, I have found myself thinking that TikTok is the new radio. The thing that young adults carry about, offering the steady stream of new music no longer consistently found on radio. If TikTok isn't paying off in the same way, music isn't breaking without TikTok either. Even if they'd broadcast radio's competitors, I'm not necessarily happy to hear bad news about Amazon or SiriusXM either. It always seemed naive to believe that smart speakers would drive people to broadcast radio and not Amazon Music. But Kabrich is right in that it's the strategy radio has most relied on. AMP has the ability to bring radio's functionality to a new platform. SiriusXM has often been a last bastion of the classic radio experience for subscribers. I'm not rooting against anybody trying to do radio. In recent years, I've consistently asserted that people will always want what radio offers, the combination of companionship, shared experience, entertainment, and curated music. Broadcast radio is having a hard time offering these things. Amazon and Apple Music have the ability to offer these things, but have thus far not quite done so. TikTok and streaming can unleash a handful of phenomenal records, but cannot yet replace radio in offering 25 hit songs at a time that most fans of popular music will know, even if radio struggles to do so as well. The prospect is a world with no hit music, which doesn't seem like a lot of fun because even fewer hits are no fun. I'm in no way against the relocation of the radio experience to another platform. I hung with AM music radio longer than anybody, but it didn't irk me when most of my music listening transitioned to FM. If there's a better home for the radio experience, I only hope that it provides a path forward for my broadcast industry friends. At the end of 2022, the opportunity for radio to fill its own niche and appoint its own successor still exists, because nobody is yet doing radio better than radio. These stories reaffirm that. In 2023, it is still wide open for radio if labels and radio work together to reestablish radio as an alternative stream of new music development, the Dogmen streaming, and TikTok, and find a valuable promotional model for doing so. Broadcast radio's endless stream of choices are organized into a viable, coherent, more appealing offering along the lines of Sirius XM with a more listenable stop-set experience. Broadcast radio finds a way through its cutbacks and consolidation to offer the things that showcase its strength, personality, and local information. This opportunity became apparent at the beginning of COVID, which is now nearly 3 years ago. But for 2023, radio's rights to do radio have been renewed for another year because better finance groups have failed to bid on them, or maybe weren't as better financed as we thought. Broadcasters need to be reminded of that. Broadcasters need to acknowledge that.
I think there's too many of these so-called experts that are driving radio in a direction that it's not exactly what we want.
It seems that, you know, the theme, there's a common theme in a lot of these stories we had today here that, you know, radio does radio best. And, you know, why is there this big move to get away from it and go to these other technologies? It's worked for so many decades. It can continue to work if people let it work and make it work the way it's supposed to work.
You know, there's no magic in Sirius XM in, like, recreating whatever new media that's extraordinary. What I see in Sirius XM is they took what we wanted about radio and put it there.
Yep.
I got so many channels that I listen to now that it's, when you think about it, oh, the good old traditional radio, but I'm listening to their own services instead of the radio. But if it'd be on FM, for example, on a station, I'd be inclined to turn on the radio again.
Yep.
But it's good old radio and a new platform.
Yeah, they brought a lot of the old radio people back. A couple of the channels that I listen to have DJs that are late 60s, 70-year-old DJs who were there, you know, in the big heydays of radio. They're back on the radio. They're just, it's coming out of a different box, though. That's really the only difference.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, that's the key. They killed off real radio to see audience go find real radio somewhere else.
It's strange, very strange. When you had the tool in your hands all the time,
but
you just stopped using it and went to a different tool.
Yeah,
it's very, very strange.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
A few things for you coming up next weekend. First is an event organized by the Indonesian Amateur Radio Association. It's the YBDX contest. 0-100 to 2359 Zulu, January the 14th. It's a sideband contest, 80 through 10 meters.
There's the UBA PSK63 prefix contest, 1200 Zulu, January 14th to 1200 Zulu, January 15th, organized by the Royal Belgian Amateur Radio Union. The mode is PSK63 only. Bands are 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters.
And finally, the North American CUSO Party, CW, 1800 Zulu, January 14th to 0559 Zulu, January 15th. It is organized by the National Contest Journal. The mode is CW, and it is 160 through 10 meters.
And we are out of time.
Yes, we are. We thank you for tuning in. Maybe on your radio or whatever other device you like to use. We thank you for tuning in. We will be back again next Sunday morning with our next edition of the show, the International Radio Report, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Any of your comments, we'd love to hear from you, radioreport@yahoo.com or our Facebook group, International Radio Report.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is DX Party Line. This is a program for DXers, by DXers, and about the DXing hobby. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes to the DX Party Line. It's Monday.
time for another Monday edition of the DX Party Line. I'm Clayton Howard, your host, and my wife Helen will be along a little later in the program. And this is rather a difficult or hard, I don't know quite how to describe it, program for... Thank you.